we congratulate the former prime minister on his election as federal president and look forward to working with him and his government in tackling the many economic, political, security, and humanitarian challenges facing Somalia. We are also very happy that the voting today was conducted in a peaceful and orderly and transparent manner, according to the rules stipulated by Somalia's provisional federal constitution. And we also thank the outgoing incumbent federal president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamed, and his government for the achievements they registered over the past 4 years and for the very good working relationship that we enjoyed as the United Nations with President Hassan Sheikh and his team.
Voting was held at the Mogadishu airport, and there had been some questions raised about security, but I take it everything went smoothly.
Yes, the voting unfolded without incident. Indeed, it was held under very, very tight security, but it all went according to plan, and there was no gunfire or any attempted attacks on the venue whatsoever.
So now the electoral process is finished. What's next for Somalia?
Well, what's next for the country, first of all, is for the new federal president to name a prime minister, and the prime minister then, in turn, will appoint a cabinet, and then they will get down to business. The new president, Farmaajo, faces a daunting list of challenges in the coming months and years. There is, of course, the ongoing drought crisis in many parts of the country, where over 6 million people are facing varying degrees of food insecurity. There is a resumption of the constitutional review process that needs to take place, and that process needs to be completed this year. Also, the new federal president will need to promote reconciliation among various communities across Somalia who have disputes over resources, land, and other matters. And the international community, led by the United Nations, stands ready to work closely with the new government and help it promote the state-building process and consolidate the peace and promote the development of the country.
Is there anything further you think our audience should know about this process, which has now come to an end?
Well, it's a historic milestone in the country's ongoing emergence from years of chaos and civil war. We feel the process, though flawed in some respects by allegations of corruption and manipulation of some of the parliamentary voting, overall produced some very positive results. This new federal parliament is the most representative and legitimate national legislature in the history of the country, and we are very, very happy with the outcome of the process overall.